Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to talk about property rights today. How important is your property? Private property. Private property is vital to our republic. Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." Who would have thought they'd have said that back in the 1700s? Not even for the general good of the whole community. Well, there's going to be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held back in May, coming up this May, the 19th through the 20th, at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. There will be a great time of learning and gleaning and information and bonding with like-minded American patriots, the forgotten Americans, who are no longer to be forgotten. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity. Life, liberty, and happiness, being equal with all men, allows the American dream. You can pursue happiness in whatever you endeavor to do, whatever you so desire. There are roadblocks, though, and the Range Rights and Resource Symposium that's coming up in May will be discussing these and giving you solutions and birthing new hope. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Property. Prosperity. I'm asking you to mark your calendars for May 19th and the 20th, and to head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For the details, you can go to rangerights.com. And I hope to see you there. For the next several weeks, though, each Thursday, CSE Talk Radio will be interviewing a speaker or representative for this upcoming event, Range Rights and Resource Symposium. We deal and delve with politics every single day, but real America isn't in D.C. Real Americans are those forgotten, hardworking, trustworthy, God-fearing, and love land, animal, caretakers, American families. They're the ones who make this nation thrive. You are the ones who make this nation thrive. Rural America, working Americans have been under attack. We've been mandated, regulated, manipulated, and some even kicked off their land. Some have lost their lives in this very real battle. We're fighting back. And now is the time to circle the wagons, rally the troops for liberty. We have new leadership in the country, and although the D.C. crowd seems to be more into chaotic mess, there is a president now. We have hope who will listen to our grievances. My guest today is Trent Luce. He's another talk show host who just happens to be a rancher as well. He's a sixth-generation farmer, and like me, he also has a passion for rural America. As a husband and father of three daughters, Trent stays busy caring for his farm, his family, and his talk show, Loose Trails. As we say here, Trent, rural America is the foundation of all America. We are the catalyst holding the nation together, and together we will and can bring America home. We've talked on the phone before, but we've never talked on the air together, Trent. I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. How are you doing, my friend?
Beth Ann, you sound like you're reincarnated from the founding fathers themselves. That introduction was amazing. It was fantastic.
I have a little of that blood running through me.
You channeling Thomas Jefferson today? Is that the deal?
Well, you know, I'm on the rebel side, not the political side. My fifth great uncle was the Brigadier General Thomas Sumter, who was the Gamecock. So I have a little bit of that rebel blood running through my veins. And you know,
I would have never guessed
that. Well, I got a feeling you do, too. That's why we're here every day.
That is why we're here. And it's an honor to finally join you on the air. It's going to be even better to see you at Bellevue University on May the 19th.
Well, we hope to make it. You know, it's a little bit of a drive.
I'm not expecting that, Beth Ann. You have to be. It's no farther for you to come up here than me to come to Jeff City or wherever you're at. You will be here.
No, it's a lot closer for you. You're only in Illinois.
Yeah, but, well, I'm in Nebraska.
Oh, okay. I thought you were in Illinois. I apologize for that.
No. I left Illinois in 1988. I saw the writing on the wall. I chose to move and live in Nebraska. We ranch in the middle of Nebraska.
Yep. Well, that's a good place to be. That's a good place to be.
It is a great place to be.
But you ruined my joke. I was trying to say that the road was shorter coming your direction than going my way.
I know. I hope that's the only thing I'll ruin today.
No, I don't think you ruined it. I don't think you ruined that. My listeners kind of used to my corny jokes, so they kind of roll their eyes around them. They think I don't see them, but I do. I see them when they roll their eyes around. They're just like my children. They roll their eyes around.
It is quite interesting when you talk to somebody on the phone every day in a conversational format. It just so happens that we have people listening. You actually can see what their facial expressions are. You can see they're in a hallway. You can see everything that they – and they're like, how do you know that?
And no, my name is not Susan. And my name is not Susan Rice. But you do. I know you do the same thing. We have a connection with our listeners, and they are family. They truly are family. I have an article here. Now, you're going to get a kick out of this, and then we'll get serious. It says here that the best-looking politicians lean right, and the best-looking scholars lean to the left. Well, I know I'm not a scholar, and I'm not really a politician, and they don't really talk about in this article, they don't really talk about talk show hosts that are on the conservative side, Trent. But my predecessor, my mentor used to say he had a face for radio, so maybe that's where we are.
I assume I picked that up from Derry as well. I don't know, but I've been told pretty regular I have a face for radio.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's okay. It's all right. We're good with that. Anyway, we have the symposium coming up, and I'm pretty excited about it, and I know that everyone that's putting it together are getting excited, maybe a little bit nervous as you get down to the wire and do all the last-minute things, but you're on the docket. You're going to be bringing it all together, aren't you?
Well, I'm very fortunate. This is our second annual, and last year we kicked it off. It'd be 52 weeks from this time when we get to Omaha, that we were in Layton, Utah, just outside of Salt Lake City, and there were some emotions running pretty wild there. And it just grew into something where people felt empowered by coming to such a power-packed convention, a symposium. And we're going to go through, and I heard you say that you've actually lined up a speaker, so everyone listening is going to get a flavor of the Power Pack speaker content that's coming here. It's coast to coast. One speaker's from Virginia. John Doherty's coming from California. Doherty Nurseries have dealt with things that you cannot believe. And everywhere in between, Bruce Vincent in the logging industry from Montana, all coming together to make sure that we work in unison to tackle primarily the federal government and bring back the decision-making to local governments and empower people to make a difference.
So I have two of them.
It all stems around property rights.
We're going into a break here, but I have two of these already lined up, three counting you, lined up, and we're going to continue to get them on the docket. It'll be every Thursday from now until May 19th through the 20th when we will actually be there shaking hands. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to talk about property rights and the things we need to do to protect our property. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Trent Luce. And Trent and I, hang loose. We'll be right back. Property progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with Trent Luce. He's another talk show host, but he's going to be at the symposium. He's kind of leading the way. He'll be opening at the invitation and welcoming everyone both days. And pulling it all together, I know you're playing a big part in this. Next Thursday, Trent, we'll have Tim Smith on. Now, he's going to be talking about family, should be friends, conflict, or cooperation. And I think that should be an interesting talk.
Tim is always an interesting talk, but and he will not let you know this, so I'm letting you know a week in advance,
okay.
Beth Ann.
All right.
The whole Range Rights and Resource Symposium was incubated in Tim Smith's head.
All right.
He's the reason that we had the first one, and he continues to be our leader as we plan things. He comes to us from Harney County, Oregon, and you're going to enjoy Tim Smith. So that's
right.
Fantastic.
That
that's a perfect
great.
Person to be on.
Okay, then the next week we're going to have Angus McIntosh on. He'll be on the 20th of April, and we're going to talk about property rights and split estates. And so there's lots of things that are going on. And like I said in the monologue as we opened up, that there's going to be something for everyone there. And we're going to glean some information. I always say educate and activate. That's what we have to do. We hear very little truth and in the media these days, even if you're watching a conservative. They tend to lean one direction or the other. But you know what you don't hear, except on Trent's show maybe and on Beth Ann's show, You don't hear about property rights. You don't hear about the land. You don't hear what's going on down on the farm or in rural America. Not everybody in rural America is on the farm, but they're all very, very closely connected. And so it's.
Yes, and I was in Dodge City last week at another property rights convention for 2 days, mm-hmm. and that was the Kansas Natural Resource Coalition. And so we have a lot of different regional groups that are springing up to bring people in and start provocative discussion. And I love how you talked about, you know, educate, activate. But there was a speaker who I had not met. I had not met Harriet Hagman, an attorney from Wyoming, before last week. And I thought about this as you were giving your wonderful channeling Thomas Jefferson introduction today, is that she said, you know, and I think about property rights as the land that Kelly and I own here, the cattle, the pigs, the horses, the vehicles, the buildings. But she said, don't forget that your thoughts are also your property.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And what do we see right now, Trent, going on? They don't want you to, you know, everybody needs a safe space. They don't want you to think one thing. And if you're not a believer of climate change and global warming, then you need to be punished. And, you know, that is absolute. She is. Did you say Harriet? Is that what you said?
Harriet
Hagman. I've heard of that name before.
Yeah. Well, she's an attorney, and she represented the, you'll remember, and I'm sure you talked about it, maybe had the gentleman on, a small farm operator in central Wyoming that actually beat the EPA with a case last year.
I probably read about it. I didn't have anybody on, so she was one of those attorneys.
She represented him, and she's amazing. In fact, if I had another slot, I would have gotten her in the Range Rights and Resource Symposium, but the moral of the story, Beth, then, is that there's a lot of people that are fed up with status quo and going to bring this back to the basis of the Founding Fathers, which is it all stems around property rights. And your thoughts, individual thoughts, not thinking like the Bureau of Land Management wants you to think or the USDA, how you think and what you think is important for the future. That's your property, too.
Well, that's because we've forgotten who we are, Trent. We are a republic, which means the people. We, the people, are the government. We're the ones in charge. And we have bowed down to big government. We have turned our back, not all of us. I say the 3% that are listening to me haven't. Not all of us, but we've lost that spirit of independence. And it is so important to go back and remember who we are and why we are and the actual foundation of what made this nation what it is, which is, you know, property rights is one of the big ones, as well as God. And one of the quotes, and I think my listeners have it memorized because I say it so much, is a George Washington quote. And I feel like this is where we are, and I feel like we're coming out of this. But he says, the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. And I believe the American people are running out of patience. I think that's why we elected an outsider in Donald Trump. I hope he's going to be the listener and the doer that he says. He's got an awful lot of obstacles in his way, but I think he's trying to do what he thinks is right. We just got to keep the good guys right there by him and hope he doesn't listen to the bad guys, so to speak. But it's there's hope, and I think that I had a gentleman come in here, and you might know him. I'm not going to give his name on the air. But he came in here a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you know, Beth, I've been wrong all my life. He said, all my life I've been saying it doesn't do any good to vote, that it's all fixed and it doesn't matter which one you elect. Mm-hmm. And I looked at him and I said, you voted this year, didn't you? He goes, yes, I did. And he said, the election of Donald Trump, with all that happened, I've changed my mind. Voting does count and it's important.
Right.
So I see the hope in people, even somebody like him, who's a great activist. I mean, he's really big in agriculture, has been in the past. And it's amazing to me how the turnaround is going. And it's because people are waking up and they've run out of patience. They may not have.
But I'll remind.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I just say, and I remind them that, yes, there's a window open that maybe has not been open for us for a long time. But if you don't step up to the plate and seize the opportunity, because the whole concept behind the Trump administration is that it needs to come back to local control. But the Will Rogers, the greatest philosopher I believe that ever walked the planet, he said the world is ruled by those that show up. So I don't care who's in the White House. If you don't show up, there's an odd, pretty good odds you're not going to be happy with the outcome. You have to show up.
You know, and that is so important. And it's something else that I have been saying a long time, and I know that you're probably on the same page with this. You know, as important as our big elections are in D.C., it's even more important who you elect right there where you live. Your mayor, your alderman, your school board members, your county sheriff. Those are who are living where you are, and they're the ones making the decisions where you are. And that is so vitally important. And we tend to scoff or look past that. Oh, it's a school board election. I'm not going to go vote. It's no big deal. But it is a big deal. They're the ones, your county commissioners, your aldermen, and even your coroners in your county. Those are elected officials, at least here in the state of Missouri, and you need to be there. And it is hard to keep up with it all. I don't know how you feel about that, Trent, but it's hard to keep up with it all.
Well, I try to figure out what to do. I have everything done by noon. I just sit under a shade tree drinking coffee. And, you know,
I want to know what kind of coffee you're drinking, because that's the kind of coffee I need.
We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that when you get to Omaha, Beth Ann.
Okay, all right.
I want to give you a good example of why the school board matters. You walk into any school system, any public school system in the country today, and they'll tell you that they're not feeding their kids properly. They're putting their kids on a path of starvation and depredation. They're not mentally feeding their brains. They're not feeding them what they should, because the USDA has that all screwed up. But yet they're afraid to change or not do what the USDA says, because they'll lose their little stipend. Well, this year there was a school in Pennsylvania. At the beginning of the school year, they said, we are going to forego that $40,000 stipend that we get from the USDA. We are going to feed our kids like we think they need to be fed, instead of doing what they say. And as of March the 1st, before the school year, 2 months before the school year is even up, they've already increased their sales of food in their cafeteria by $50,000. So they have a net increase of $10,000 and do not have the restrictions of the federal government in feeding their kids to be healthy. That's an example of why your school board is equally important to the, is more important than the president of the United States.
Well, you know, Michelle Obama came out with her school lunch that program, and it was horrible. Now, you've got children. I raised five sons. I raised five sons, and I'm going to tell you, they'd have been grumpy little bears if that's all they'd have gotten to eat. Because they have to have more. Growing children have to have calories, they have to have fat, and they have to have activity. They can't just sit there in a school class. They have to get up and move around. And that's just a fact of life. As a mom, I know that. And I don't need another mother telling me what to feed my kids. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Trent Luce. You've got the privilege. You got two hosts together. Two talk show hosts. Could be dangerous. Could be dangerous. We're taking calls at 877-895-5410. Property rights, independence, freedom, and liberty. That's the topic today. 877-895-5410. And oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home.
To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Trent Luce, and we're talking about property rights and a symposium that's coming up on May 19th through the 20th. You can just go, it's rangerights.com, rangerights.com. We have a caller from Delaware. We have Bill. Bill, how are you today?
I'm doing very fine this morning. Good morning to you and your guest.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
I'd like to ask Mr. Luce a question on his feelings of a big problem we have here in the Northeast. Let me preface it with that.
Okay.
The topic of eminent domain.
We have that everywhere. That problem is everywhere. Trent, you want to talk about that a little bit?
I'll take my answer off the air.
Oh, okay. All right, Bill. Thank you for calling. Go ahead, Trent.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate the call, and Beth Ann is spot on. I can only embellish on that a little bit, in that I think the plaintiff versus New London, Connecticut, Beth Ann, that maybe
I do remember it, though.
I'll probably be able to pull it up, but it doesn't detract from my story. It gained some notoriety, because people heard about this eminent domain, and people who didn't have property didn't know that that was happening, and it continues to happen. And it was like as if, oh, my goodness, this is just terrible. We shouldn't let this happen. And I did a little research. And in the past 10 years, there had been 10,800 eminent domain public takings, so to speak, and nobody paid any attention. And all of a sudden, Kelo had just hit me, Kelo versus New London. And all of a sudden, when Kelo versus New London gained a little notoriety, people said, oh, how can this be happening? It had been happening since the beginning of the country, the formation of the country, but it was slowly, incrementally happening, and it didn't capture anybody's attention. And then that case in Connecticut garnered a lot of attention, and it continues to happen. And it happens when we lay pipeline, which I'm in favor of pipelines, but there is a place and a purpose for it. But we've seen too many places where city municipalities simply want a piece of property, use eminent domain to take it. And, again, that's where you need to stand up locally. And thank you. Obviously, Bill, I can tell by the way you asked the question, you're very passionate about it and probably working locally on it.
And you know, and to go back to the beginning of my show, when we talked, when I gave the quote from Sir William Blackstone, the last line in that, not even for the general good of the whole community. So that brings me to eminent domain and how many times they use that and abuse that. Now, I have listeners that are for, and I have listeners who are against the pipeline. And the ones that are against it are the ones whose land is being used for it. And my heart goes out to them, the sympathy, because, you know,
absolutely.
When I was having babies back in the day, anybody want to hear about that? We went you go to these classes because you got to learn how to do that. Got to learn how to birth a child. And they said, you know, when somebody had asked a question about these kind of complications or those kind of complications, and what we were told was they gave us the statistics, but they said statistics mean really nothing when it's you. And that's kind of
right.
How I feel about those that feel like they're being abused and used by the eminent domain clause, and it's something that we have to be aware of across this great nation. And whether it's, you know, that's one thing about CSC Talk Radio. I feel like Missouri is smack dab in the middle of this nation, pretty much. And I reach out, you know, Delaware, and I get calls from California. I get calls from Florida. I even get calls from Canada from time to time, Trent. We are reaching out, you and I, with our talk shows to bring common sense to the American people and let them know what's really going on. Eminent domain has to be there because we have to have highways and byways, but we don't have to abuse people's property. And that's what happens so much of the time. We get those lawyers involved, and next thing you know, you're out. And they're not giving you just compensation, as they should. You know, they determine what's the just compensation. And it's something that, will somebody be talking about that? I'm kind of losing my mind. Okay.
We don't have eminent domain as a topic. It's a good one for the future. One other one that I want to make sure that we get to, because fire is really on my mind right now, Beth Ann. I was actually in Kansas 1 week ago today and visiting with families who've lost 3-4 generations worth of their ranch. Travis and Zach Gerber from Elko County, Nevada.
I did see that.
Are going to be presenting, and they do an absolutely fantastic job. And I'm not going to steal their thunder, but I am going to give you one little tidbit, because we have hotter, bigger wildfires on federal lands in the West than we've ever had before. And you don't need to be a forester to understand this. When you stop harvesting the fuel, you have more fuel for fire, and it's going to continue to be that way. We chase logging. We chase grazing off of the federal lands. We don't manage them properly. And the one thing that the Gerbers are going to share with you that I think is quite telling, because everybody thinks about, you know, those corporate polluters, the oil companies, the ExxonMobils, who happens to be, according to the EPA, the company that puts more pollutants in the atmosphere than any other. But you take the top 10 polluters, corporate polluters, if I can use that term, they do not produce equal to pollution to what one fire in Nevada in a 3-month period created. And all of that happens because we didn't manage the resource properly. the concept behind the Range Rights and Resource Symposium and the reason we began it 2 years ago is because we just want people to understand property rights. And when you have property rights, we want to manage the resource properly. That's not what's happening in this country.
No, it's not.
And when you turn those property rights to the individuals closest to the land, it is managed properly. When it's managed by the federal government, it's a wreck.
It's a wreck in every single aspect, just like we talked about the school lunches. They just can't do anything efficiently. So here, this school in Pennsylvania, as you were talking about, they take over, they take the rein to their own hands, and they're making a profit. They're actually making a profit and making up for all that they lost plus from the federal government. And you know what the sad thing is? They're still paying the federal government. And that kind of is another topic. We have a caller.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have a caller from Missouri. We have Michelle. Michelle, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann. I'm doing pretty good.
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I picked up the newspaper last night, and right here in Fulton, Missouri, they showed somebody from the city showing a big map and how they want to, you know, look at all these farms right here in this area because they want to comply with this CO, whatever it was, for environmental purposes, because these animals, it said, is they've been being fed antibiotics. And we've got a microbiologist from MU, and he says that this stuff shouldn't be getting on the ground and getting in our water. So we're going to try to ramp up. And, you know, and I'm just wondering, how does this get even to the city? Who's backing this to put restrictions on the farmers right here in mid-Missouri?
Well, it's everywhere, but yes, it's here in Missouri as well. And those backing it, it's an agenda. As you well know, it goes on to Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. It's again, your animals are your property. They are property. And it just, you know, Trent, I'm going to let you address this as well. But this is something, we are under attack in rural America by the animal rights activists. And you're going to have speakers on that as well at the symposium. And HSUS is not our friend. And they come in and they bully. And PETA and HSUS and the ASPCA, they are some of those that push this agenda. If you can hang on, Michelle, Trent's going to address this when we come back because I know they're going to
listen in.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I know they've got a speaker there that's going to talk on some of this. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm encouraging you to mark May 19th through the 20th so you can attend this Range Rights Symposium in Nebraska. And Trent and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. course. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free. 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Dog Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Trent Luce, and we're talking about the Range Rights and Resource Symposium that's coming up May 19th through the 20th. I want you to mark that down, look that up. Just go to rangerights.com. Get signed up. They've got all the information there that you need to get her done. You know, this is the fastest hour of the day. We're already in the last segment. Ray is holding. Ray, if you'll just be patient with me just a moment, I want Trent to address what Michelle was talking about, and then we'll move on. Trent?
Well, the easiest quick answer, Michelle, is always follow the money. I assure you there's somebody in Fulton, in the Fulton area, that wants that property, so they're going to try to find some excuse. And I'm humored and saddened at the same time because now they have some sort of a scientist, pseudoscientist apparently from MU, that's saying that there are antibiotics that are fed into these animals in the soil. Do you know where every single antibiotic originates from that we use in human and animal health today?
The soil.
The very components in the soil that make the antibiotics are undoubtedly going to contain what the antibiotics have because that's where they came from.
So think about that when they give you Think about that when they give you a shot of antibiotic that it came from the dirt. No, I'm just kidding. I'm being silly. I'm sorry.
Well, no, you're not kidding, Beth Ann. There is nothing that has changed human health more than putting our kids in a sterile bubble. When our kids got dirty, when I played out in the barnyard and got dirty and ate dirt, we were healthier. We didn't have allergies. We didn't have all these other things.
That's true. That is true.
In a sterile environment,
that is
you're going
true.
To be susceptible to all of those things.
But I just didn't want to put fear in everyone when they had to take an antibiotic. We're going to go to Ray in Illinois. Ray's got an interesting story for you here, Trent. Ray, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Beth Ann. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, this is in regards to, this is happened several years ago to my dad. We had a wood shop and had a wood burning stove. So we had piles of lumber, you know, stick drying with tarps over them. We had piles of firewood. And the county came out and told us we can't have all this wood sitting out here. It was a fire hazard. And my dad turned to him and said, well, you know, he goes, it's a farm commodity. I can have as much wood in here as I want. Well, shortly after that, I don't know how much time it was, but the house burned down on the property.
Mm.
So I brought my motorhome out and I put it up on the property and I was living in it just to watch the place. And the county came out and said I couldn't live in the motorhome. And I had turned to my dad and I said, Dad, what's the zoning on this property? He goes, it's B3 commercial. I said, that's right. I said, I'm the night watchman.
Wow.
So he turned around and left.
Yeah, you poked the bear, no doubt about that, Ray.
That's quite a story, and I my heart goes out when you say you lost a home in a fire, because I went through that, and I have a good friend that just it happened to them this week, and my heart just is really aching for that right now, and
Well, the funny part was they never figured out how the fire started.
Oh, well, that's interesting, very interesting. Well,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's not been that long ago. The EPA came out and they were trying to put a stop to all wood burning stoves, and from sea to shining sea, everywhere across this nation. And it was worse in some of the eastern states. You know, they don't want you to have coal up there, and they don't want you to have wood either, apparently. And the EPA is not our friend. You know, we've become, with all these, I call them alphabet bureaucrats, departments, that we've become the enemy of the state. Well, you know what? We are the state, and they're the enemies. We need to rein these people back in, and that's what, not just this, but how to cope with these things, and just encouragement and educate and activate is what the Range Rights and Resource Symposium is going to be all about. Ray, I appreciate your call, and I thank you.
Well, the thing was the wood-burning stove wasn't being used at the time the house burnt down.
Well, I understand that. I understand. I didn't even know if you had one. I was just another thing with the wood piling up. You know, it was another thing that the EPA was going after. All right. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate the call. Trent, we're on the downhill side of this show. I wanted to mention, I've tried to remember to say this after we came back from every break, and I didn't because we were talking about something else, but another name of who's going to be here at the symposium that my listeners will recognize is Chris Ann Hall. And she's going to be there on Saturday, and she'll be speaking around 2:45 about constitutional case for property rights. And I was at a constitutional convention here with her in Missouri where she spoke. I was the MC that day, and I gave my same quote that I opened up with, and the book that I have said it was Sir William Blackstone, and she corrected me. She says that's Sir William Blackstone Jr. So, and the book didn't say Jr., so I don't know if the first one was passed away and they just didn't add that in there or what, but she's going to be there, and I know my listeners know that name very well.
Yeah, Chris Ann just does a fantastic job. She ignites the audience.
Oh,
I was with Chris Ann as we did a celebration of the life of Lavoie Finicum on January the 28th in John Day, Oregon, at the meeting that never happened. And she knows it. I mean, to see her, I mean, we have her, Angus McIntosh, Karen Budd Fallon, John Howard. All of these individuals are just top notch in the country when it comes to constitutional authority. And where we're at, one other person I want to mention that might not be as familiar with your audience is John Duarte. Duarte Nurseries, they're a family farming operation, have a large nursery business in the Central Valley in California near Modesto. And they have now spent, I talked to John just a couple of weeks ago, they've now spent $1.4 million defending a fine from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Oh, okay.
And do you know what they were fined for? Beth Ann?
No, tell me. There's no telling.
They did not get permission to plant wheat on their own property.
Wow.
I believe it was an $80,000 fine for not getting a permit to plant wheat. And now they've spent $1.4 million. And like I said with Ray, they poked the bear. And so now they're going to try, the federal government's going to try to make them pay. John Duarte will be before Chris Ann Hall on Saturday morning. So
you know,
that's the type of individuals we have at this.
We've been told that this bureaucratic, these departments, the Department of Education, the Department of the EPA, and all these different entities that rule over us, which are not supposed to. We've been told they're necessary. Well, in that same book that I get all these quotes from, here's a quote from William Pitt, Earl of Chapman. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. That says a lot, doesn't it, Trent?
Absolutely does.
We're out of time. Trent, thank you so much for being a part of CSC Talk Radio. Don't be a stranger.
I'm counting the days till I see you, Beth.
All right.
May 19th.
May 19th through the 20th. Be there or be square, right? We need you. We need people to come together because that's where we will grow in our strength. Educate and activate, but we also need to encourage and lift one another up. Trent, thank you so much for lifting us up today. It takes every single one of us, all talk show hosts, to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.